You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Let's have a quick spin around our reporters and see what the situation looks like where they are based. Of course, at all the areas where there were planned protests, starting with Josh. Josh Crosby is in Limerick. Josh, more tractors arriving down to the N7?
Yes, Anton, I'm currently looking at one trying to come down off the slip road, but they're being stopped by Gardaí, and a number of them have been stopped and made directed towards into the city centre since I was last speaking to you. Some guys are preparing to go up onto the bridge now with signs to block traffic up there. And as you've been hearing there, with the defence forces possibly being asked to step in, and you painted a scenario there for the minister if that was to happen. And I put this to some of the guys, and they said they could imagine if it was to happen in any of the ports or any of the locations that more protesters would go to those areas to try and prevent it from happening. So that's the update here in Limerick at the moment. And there are more and more tractors, I've been told, are doing slow drives into the city centre.
Josh, thank you very much. Josh Crosby in Limerick. Now to McCroom and Jamie O'Hara. Jamie.
Anton, good morning. Well, I'm standing here at the head of what must be about 50 vehicles between tractors, trucks, some car drivers as well, van drivers. And I spoke to the gathered crowd here. So just to give you a sense of what's exactly happening, the left lane is blocked, but the right lane is free. And that's, you know, for emergency vehicles, which I was speaking to you about earlier. An ambulance did get through fairly easily. Now, I spoke to the lads here and they said that, just like Josh had said, that if the defence forces were called out to clear this critical infrastructure, that it would inflame things, that they would actually, you know, more people would come to these places. How are they going to get 150 vehicles away with recovery trucks? That it wouldn't be possible. And secondly, that people would double down and would end up actually blocking petrol stations then if they couldn't block the oil refineries.
Thank you very much, Jamie. And we'll talk to Maggie Chambers in a minute. Maggie is, of course, down in Galway, where the likelihood is that that is going to be one of the first areas where we are going to see the defence forces deployed if they do decide to deploy, because it is those three, the two terminals and the refinery, where the minister was obviously referring to when he talked about blocking critical infrastructure as a primary aim. We'll go first to Dana Carney, though, who's a journalist with Beat on the M9 in Kilkenny. What does it look like in Kilkenny, Dana?
I'm in Kilkenny, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dana. Are you with us?
Hi, Anton. Yeah, I'm in Kilkenny here. I'm on the M9, just coming off of Danes Fort, going northbound. There's about 50, I would say, trucks, lorries and tractors here. I spoke to some of the hauliers here about Minister Jim O'Callaghan saying that they will bring in the defence forces, and they don't seem too phased about what they said, that he can come down to speak to them. There doesn't seem to be any Garda presence here, just one Garda on a motorcycle kind of directing traffic. Now, there is people in the hard shoulder, which obviously is worrying for any emergency services that need to get by. All of the trucks and tractors are parked up on the right-hand side of the road and traffic is moving slow here. And there's reports as well that further down the M9 in Carlow at the Tinryland Junction, that there also is a protest happening there also.
Dana, thank you very much. Dana Carney in Kilkenny. And we'll head for Westmeath now, where Emily Keegan is at the Kinnegad Plaza.
Yeah, so Anton, they've actually just pulled off here in the last 10 minutes. They pulled out of the Kinnegad Plaza. Now, I was saying earlier that it was a bit slow to get going here, but things definitely did pick up. There was probably around a dozen to 15 vehicles leaving in the end. And as it is one of the smaller motorways, the M4, it is an easy one to block, really. But they aren't starting directly on the M4. They're trying to avoid the toll. So they're going through Kinnegad and they'll be back out onto the M4 after that toll, I was told. I was also talking to them here since that statement came in from Jim McCatlin's spokesperson saying that they're bringing in the defence forces, and people here say that it's going to do nothing but add fuel to the fire, excuse the pun, but they are afraid. They say things have been peaceful so far and now there's concerns that this could increase tensions, it could escalate things, but it's not going to stop them. There are plans for protests for the next week, I'm told, and I was told there are people coming over from England in lorries to try and join in the protests. So it seems to actually just be igniting the fire and encouraging more people to come and join in on things. As I said, they've pulled off here. They're making their way towards Dublin. The plan is to get into the city centre. I'm told it was slow to start here because many of the people who were involved earlier in the week are still in the city centre on O'Connell Street. So they're going in to try and show those people support. They said if they are redirected onto the M50 or anything, that they're not going to do it. They're not going to comply and they're going to try and get into the city no matter what it takes.
Thank you very much, Emily. That's Emily Keegan in West Meath. And now Maggie Chambers is in Galway, and of course that is one of the flashpoint areas, I suppose, because you have Galway and you have Foynes, which are two import terminals for for fuel generally, and you have the Whitegate refinery. And according to Kevin McPartland, who was speaking to us earlier for Fuels for Ireland, that's about 50% of the total fuel intake into the country. And what the minister's statement has said is that large vehicles blocking critical infrastructure will be removed by the defence forces. Owners of those vehicles should remove them immediately this morning and should not complain later about any damage caused to those vehicles during removal. Maggie, what has the reaction been to the people there who own the vehicles in question?
So when I put it to them, Anton, they basically laughed and said, send whoever they want. They have no choice but to stay here. They said that they have come too far. They've been here now for almost 48 hours since 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning. So it's too late to turn back now, they said. One man accused the Taoiseach of scaremongering, but said it won't work and that the Taoiseach needs to, quote, join the real world. Another man said there is more of us than there is of them. The one thing they keep reiterating is that they are doing a peaceful protest. They are just blocking the fuel trucks. The group also cancelled a rolling protest on Tuesday so they wouldn't disrupt the general public. But the general consensus here is no matter who the government sends anything to do with their vehicles, these protesters will not be moved until their demands are met.
Maggie Chambers, thank you very much. Maggie Chambers there at the Galway Fuel Terminal. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. Meanwhile,
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.